MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, the Moose Jaw 15U AAA Canucks might have needed a huge seventh-inning rally to get the job done on Wednesday night against the Regina Wolfpack, but they managed to pull it off just the same. The Canucks scored 6 runs in the final frame and followed up by shutting down Regina in the bottom of the inning to take a 15-14 victory in Saskatchewan Premier Baseball League action in Regina. It looked as if it was going to be a bit of a cakewalk for the local squad in the early going, as Caden Gadd and Max Craig each hit solo home runs in the second inning and Ronan Tonge had a solo round tripper in the third as Moose Jaw built an 8-2 lead through their half of the fifth inning. Things changed and then some in the bottom of the fifth, though, as Regina sent 14 batters to the plate and scored 9 runs to take an 11-8 lead. The Canucks got one back in the sixth, but another 3 runs put Regina up 14-9 coming home, setting up the big comeback inning. The big play of the final frame saw a Reed Weiss bunt lead to an error and 3 runs coming home, making it a 1-run game at the time. A sacrifice fly by Dylan Flanagan would bring home Craig with the tying run, and Emery Schoenroth would drive home Flanagan home from second one batter later with the game-winning run. The Wolfpack managed to load the bases with none out in the bottom of the seventh, but Schoenroth would get a pair of infield ground balls that resulted in runners being thrown out at the plate before finishing things off with ground out to second. Luke Pratt had an outstanding game at the plate for the Canucks, going 4-for-4 with 3 doubles, a triple, run scored and a pair of RBI. Tonge capped his night with a 2-for-4 outing that included a pair of runs and 3 RBI, while Weiss, Craig and Neil Cole all crossed the plate twice. Drayson Silbernagel got the start on the mound and allowed a pair of runs, neither earned on 4 hits over 3 innings of work. Tonge took over in relief, allowing 7 runs, 6 earned on 4 hits over 1 1/3 before giving way to Zaid Guillaume, who gave up 4 runs on 2 hits in 2/3 of an inning. Schoenroth closed things out, allowing a run and 4 hits over the final 2 frames. Braden Carlson led the way for Regina with a 3-for-3 night that included a pair of doubles, 3 runs scored and 5 RBI. Rhett Amberson was nearly his equal, going 4-for-5 with a run and 3 RBI and a pair of doubles of his own. Everett Irving started for Regina and allowed 5 runs on 4 hits over 2 innings. Amberson gave up 6 runs on 5 hits while striking out 10 over the next 4, and Riley Medlosky finished things off, allowing the final 4 runs on 4 hits in the final frame. The Canucks are now winners of 3 straight and hold a 7-15 record in the SPBL 15U ranks and are in 10th place in the 13-team league. Next action is Tuesday, July 16, when they travel to Regina to face the first-place White Sox. Next home action is Wednesday, July 17, when the Canucks host the Swift Current 57s. Game time is 6 p.m. at Blackwell Diamond.